Welcome to the One Small Change. I am thrilled that you're here again this week on this journey of exploration and transformation. I'm your host, Yvonne McCoy, and I bring almost 30 years of entrepreneurial expertise and passion for discovering growth through the power of seemingly small change. Thank you for joining me on this journey. And this week, as every week, I have an exciting guest for you and someone who's had a huge impact on my life, Avital Spivak. And she's going to share some things that are going to help you in your business and in your life. Avital, thank you for coming. Thank you for spending your time. So I should be perfectly clear. Avital has the patience of a saint because she's been working with me on my tech. And I swear that I have a tech gremlin that just has, you know, I can't get rid of. But she has helped me get through some of the hardest things and keep my sanity and not throw something at my computer. So, Avital, tell me the small change that you're going to share with us that had an impact on your business.
All right. So, pretty early in my business, I created my first course. And it was for seniors, and it was called The Connected Senior, Easy Adventures on Zoom. This was mid-2020. In my mind, every senior that was stuck at home needed Zoom. And if they haven't figured it out yet, they need to. And I figured out a way of delivering it remotely, which was not that easy. So very excitedly, I started trying to fill up the course, you know, have a pilot. And I started talking with people, and people were sending me their mom and their neighbor. And, you know, like I had people to talk with, and about 15 people or so. And I started talking with people and telling them about the course. And I told it the way I saw it. You know, you want to be connected with your family. You want to be connected with the world. You're stuck at home. And this will give you a way to participate in courses, follow your passions, talk to your family. And we could even create a, you know, a family event at the end or something, you know, on Zoom. People are like, oh, okay. You know, there was very little interest. And I was kind of flabbergasted, but I asked them, So what is it that you're looking for in the computer? Because they got to me because somebody said that they need something on the computer. And they started saying, I need to be able to search. I want to know how to move those windows. I don't know what to do with passwords. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, that's exactly what's in my course. Because to be able to do Zoom, you have to create a Zoom account, and we were going to go about over passwords and using the browser. So all those things were in the course already. So after speaking with about 10 people like that, I didn't know what to do. And then I had an idea. I called them back. I called the first person and I said, hey, we spoke about a week ago and I was telling you about a course that I have. And you were not very interested, but you told me that you're interested in this and that. So I have a new course that I wanted to share with you, if you're interested. And it's called The Connected Senior, Easy Adventures on the Internet, instead of Easy Adventures on Zoom. What's in there? That's exactly what I need. I had a pilot with 10 people that were very happy and very excited. The change was one word. But I didn't change the course. I didn't change anything except for the word in the name. And of course, a little bit how I told them what's in there.
But here's the real thing. Here's the gem to that. You're absolutely correct. You did only change one word. But, and I think this is the mistake that we make as entrepreneurs, is that we name things the way we would do it and not the way our client would do it or see it. And, you know, the other thing is that happens to me is I used to sit down and do this whole course and have it all out and, you know, stuff like that. And I was like, this is perfect, right? And then, you know, when you put it out there, it was crickets because something wasn't right. And so probably there are a lot of small changes that can save us some time. One is talk to people before you invent the course, you know,
Yes.
or finish it. But also, you know, we are experts, and so sometimes it's hard for us to see it as a beginner, which is what other people, you know, thought. So did
Yeah.
you, after they went through the course, did you ask them about, you know, naming it with Zoom, or did they, you know, your feedback?
No, I didn't go and ask them about Zoom. I want to say two things. First of all, when they ended the course, I gave them a choice of project. So for the first course, the project was going to be, hey, let's create an event for your family. But in this case, I said, what would you like to do? And each person on the last meeting created their own project. One wanted to learn to do graphics. I sent them to Canva, one, and et cetera, et cetera. They had different wishes. But so for them, it was exciting because it was what they wanted. For me, it was a tiny change, but I was lucky to get that early on in my business. And from then on, I became very clear about asking people and telling it to them in their words, because that made a huge difference in my ability to connect with people and for them to understand better what it is that I do and what I can do for them.
So, you know, that brings us kind of to, you know, that client's journey is that you have to meet people where they are. And so at that point, you know, people had some really, you know, Zoom may have seemed, because they didn't know, it's like, I can't even get on to do this. How am I going to do Zoom? They didn't know what some of the some of the beginning things were. And you've got a lot of courses and programs and stuff. And so is that kind of the way that you develop your programs now? I mean, by starting with.
Some of them. Now my main focus for the last few years has been solopreneurs. So I work with people who are solopreneurs who didn't grow up with computers. So you can see the relationship there. But these are people who need the computer for work. So it makes a big difference. And that's where my courses come from, because they're geared around business needs for solopreneurs. So if people need the funnels or the CRMs, or they need to understand how to network and connect with people, or how to do events, anything that the solopreneur need, I can help them strategize and integrate, and then find out which tools would make the work to get to their dream, to whatever their vision is.
Well, I know working with you, there are a couple of things that you've shared with me that have been really important. And I think, you know, you're mentioning tools. So, you know, the process of getting the right tool is something that you talk about a lot. So could you talk to us about, you know, because most of us are solopreneurs or entrepreneurs, and we're constantly being bombarded with new tools that are out there, and, you know,
Yes.
so can you know, give us some hints about how we can pick tools well?
Yes, the challenge is how to do it in a short way, but let's see what I can say here, because I think the main thing is being focused on the tool is a mistake. We're hyper focused on skills and tools, like our skills. Can I do it? Can I not do it? Can I learn it? And the tools themselves. Oh, this tool sounds good. It does this, 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 and this, and et cetera. That focus creates a problem. A lot of tech problems, I think it became normalized in our society that I have tech problems. Like you go through the day and oi the tech and oi the tech and oi the tech. And a lot of that in people who didn't grow up with computer land, who are not natives, tend to say, oh, it's my fault. I didn't learn it. I don't know. I don't know what to do. some people say, you know, the tool is not good, etc. But a lot of tool problems comes from mismatching. When the tool you choose to work with is not the right tool for the job, there's going to be friction all the way through in many, many different ways. And you won't even know that it's not fitting. You'll just think, I don't know how to use it. The tool doesn't do the right stuff. You know, it can go in different directions. It's a misfit. So what's not fitting here? The thing that's not fitting is the beginning. The beginning is you had some problem. You had some need that got you to seek a tool. Even if the tool came to you from the bombardment of, you know, the salespeople and your friends saying, I have this thing and it's great and all that kind of, still, if you didn't have any problems, you wouldn't be listening to that and it wouldn't matter to you because it wouldn't match and meet a need. So if you identify what is my need, what is the strategy I'm trying to deploy, what do I want to get out of putting that strategy in place in my business? Once you're clear on that, then you say, okay, what can I use to make this strategy happen? First place to look, things you already have. You may already have tools that do the job, you just may not be aware of it. But if you go out and start looking for a tool, then sometimes the focus moves from this is my need and I need something to make it happen to, oh, wow, look at that tool. It can do this and that and the other. And suddenly you may be buying a tool or considering a tool that can do 10 different things. Oh, and it will take place of this thing that I have, and it will take the place of this thing that I have. And you lose focus on what it was that you wanted to create.
So can I just recap a little bit what I think you're saying is that too often somebody goes, oh, I found this thing that'll do this thing, right? And you're not thinking to yourself, do I have this problem? And if I have this problem, do I already have things? Or is there a way that I can take care of this already before I add something new? I mean, is that part of what you're saying?
That's part of what I'm saying. And you can add to it with this thing when I add it to my other tools. Would it work with them? Would it play well together? Do they speak the same language?
That's the second part that I was going to say is that, you know, even if you do think you're making a good decision, part of that decision-making process, which I have to be honest, I never think about, is this going to play well with what I've already got?
Yeah.
Right? And so that, I think, is a place where we get into trouble. So, I mean, I know I just switched platform, which was like hair raising. And one of the things that for me was really hard to give up from the first platform is that it had a built-in calendar thing and I had to get a second calendar thing. But there were so many things in the first platform that were very expensive that I was not using that I couldn't learn how to use because they weren't intuitive,
yeah.
That the trade-off was well worth it.
Yes.
So I think, and I have to say, this is, you probably want to smack me for this, but I never like to pick a tool that's, somebody else isn't using it. So if I need to ask a question, I can go, have you tried to do this? Or it's not,
That's a good policy.
That's, a big part for me is who else is using this that I can get a fast answer from about the simple things that I need to do. So.
Yeah, that's a wonderful thing to do. No smacking here.
So the first thing that we got from you was a small change is it can be the wording of a course. And it's funny because I just changed the wording of something and it using ChatGPT, which is one tech that I really love. It was from pain to profit. And I'm like, that's not quite right. And I made it from pain to trust to profit. Mm. And because that's what I want to happen. I want people, I want the client to trust me and then they'll be willing to spend their money, right? And so the wording is a little longer than, and I tried it out on a couple different people, and they're like, yeah, we like this one a lot better. So I think, it's hard to do, it's hard to get a clear picture by yourself. Someone said it's hard to have a perspective, if you're the picture in the frame. You need to get some outside feedback. And that's not just for tech things. It's for your business, different parts of your business as a whole. The other thing is knowing that tech is a tool that should make your life easier. And I think that mindset is one that I'm trying to grow into. That there are different pieces of it. And I need one of the reasons that I got in trouble with the first platform is I took somebody's advice that was working with me, and they're like, this is what I work with. This is, this will be great. And when I got ready to shut it down, I had no idea where anything was or how it worked or, anything like that. And so I would say that it's important to work with somebody that can help you understand what your tech is doing for you so that you can see, first of all, see what it does, see what the potential is that it can do, what you're not using, so that you're not adding things that you don't need.
Very true.
So let me ask you this, because this is another story that I really liked when we first start working together is, when something does go wrong with tech, we tend to be frantic. And so what was your advice to me that I still remember to this day, that's a good thing for people to know?
You want me to tell the story?
Sure.
All right. So, I think most of us are familiar with the experience of something goes wrong, something pops, something like, oh no, I just deleted this thing. And we start clicking, clicking things off, clicking things closed, clicking okay, cancel, click. And I say, this is the wrong time to click for about anything because you just took a move that you want to undo. The way to undo something is not to start stomping on it so that you can't see anymore what happened. And what I tell people is sit on your hands because when we get frantic, it's an adrenaline rush. It's not a choice. We immediately It's a fight or flight, and we fight. We go in and we start fighting. It's not a conscious choice. And the only way for your hands not to click on that button and go all over is to not let them move, which is sit on them. And this is coming from an old hiking story, because when I learned hiking, one of the first things they say is when you lose the trail, the first minute you don't see the next blaze or the next trail marker, drop your sack and sit on it. Just sit down. Why? Because when you sit down, your legs cannot take you running. And what happens naturally when you feel lost is starting to run around trying to look for that trail. And if I took one step off the trail and now I'm starting to run, my chances of finding the trail are getting smaller fast. If I took one step and sat down, now I can look around.
Well, I love that story simply because right after you told me that story, I actually saw a special about somebody who got lost, and that was, so it really anchored it for me. But so our time is, I want to make sure we're making the best use of our time. So we got your small change, we got some really good advice. What are three action steps that you would give entrepreneurs and solopreneurs to help them in their tech world? I know one that you tell me all the time, and that is that I need to restart my computer on a regular basis. So I don't know if I'm the only one that doesn't do that, but
That's generally, if something goes wrong with your internet or anything, you call the support and they say the first thing they say is, turn it off, turn it back on. It is a good thing. It's not specific to entrepreneur. It's very good for anybody that has any kind of device because our devices start getting corrupted, things go off. When you restart, it all gets aligned. It's a reset and it starts from a good position. So instead of trying to fix something that went wrong, we just get a good fresh start. So that makes a difference. I would say a couple of things. One is think about the background, what you call it? Missing a word. But when you're looking at a product that you're trying to sell and you're getting your messaging and you need your infrastructure. Was the missing word. You need your infrastructure. You need to make sure that you have a way to get money and you have a way to that your links are working. You want to have a smooth sailing for your client. So when you create it or when somebody creates it for you, go and test it. You will find a lot of things that could be costly once you deploy, if you
It
test.
doesn't have to be complicated either.
Not at all, because testing means walk it like a client.
Right, but I'm just saying you don't need to have a whole lot of bells and whistles necessarily to have a process that works.
No, it's actually important to start with the minimum viable, which doesn't mean low quality. But minimum viable means you have a dirt road that goes all the way through from meeting the lead to talking to them to enrolling them to delivery. You have a road that goes with no sort of black holes in the middle. Once you have a full road, you can start augmenting and upgrading the parts, to get a better road and a better experience and more automation, et cetera. In the beginning, we might do things, by hand. That's totally
So,
fine.
I think your gift is something that's going to help us to have smooth sailing. So, if you would tell us about the freebie that you've got, and it's amazing.
Yes. So I'm gonna give your listeners my course, one of them. It's called Navigating Google Land. And that is for anybody who's ever felt confused about Google Docs and Google Drive, things like that. Because these days, this is something fundamental that most of us need in order to collaborate. Either to collaborate with partners, or if you're doing any kind of meeting with other people, you want to share information. If you're taking a course, the course might use this, and we all need to use it whether we want to or not. So, for those of us who come from the Microsoft world or from any other world and want to know the basics that you need for collaboration, that's what this course is about. It's a very short course. So the whole thing is less than an hour if you take it all at once, but then you get to see it in pieces whenever you want, which piece that you need. And it's
Now, go ahead.
especially curated to just be what you need and nothing more. So collaboration, sharing, creating, moving it from one folder to another, that stuff.
The other thing that I want to say to you is this is a paid course that Avatel is giving us a special code for so that we can get this. So I don't know anybody that doesn't need help with Google World. And so I'm going to really encourage you to do that. And I can't say enough about her help.
Thank you.
We probably wouldn't be on Zoom without her. All right, I got a challenge for you. When was the last time you did something new for the first time?
It might sound funny, and maybe people will not believe me it's the first time, but 3 weeks ago, I took a 5-day road trip. Road trip is not new, but I disconnected. I did not look at my email. I did not do anything. I did not meet clients. I took 5 days off. I haven't done this in years. So I will consider this new and first.
to do it for that long. I don't know. I think I don't know that I could do that. Okay. So we're out of time, believe it or not. I mean, that went really fast. So I got to give you kind of the commercial, and that is make sure that you subscribe and that you share this with other people to engage in the podcast on social media. And one of the reasons I'm doing this is so that you can supercharge your business through connection. It's kind of my way to give back to a vibrant community and help you fuel your quest for growth and impact. And so I hope that you'll continue to join me for One Small Change, because there are lots of interesting people who are joining me. And you know, the smallest shift, the smallest thing that somebody can say, you would be surprised in the monumental transformation that it might bring. And so, you know, if you haven't listened to some other ones, you may want to dive in and see what other episodes are there so that you can look at bold visions and innovative possibilities. So, Avital, what are your last words that you would say to somebody that they can take away?
Use your eyes. That might sound funny, but a lot of times what we need is right in front of us, and we're assuming it's not there, or we're just skimming. When I get in trouble, I gather more observations, and it saves me a lot. I
So,
hope this helps.
you sit on your hands and use your eyes, right?
Sit on your hands and use your eyes. My clients call me 2 and 3 years later and say that that's the most important skill I drilled into them. So.
Well, you know, I shared with you the other day that I went through one of those panic pushing all the buttons, and I was like, time out for me and the computer, and just, you know, to stop that cycle. So this has been a lot of fun, and you know, I want everybody to remember that change can be simple, but it's not always easy, and it requires a certain amount of curiosity, courage, and resilience, and a willingness to step outside your comfort zone. So I hope that you're going to join me again for the One Small Change, so that you can embark on a journey of innovative possibilities. And so I will leave you with my words. Until the next time, stay curious. Thanks, Avital, so much.
Thank you for hosting me.